بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن محمد بن كعب القرظي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حدثني من سمع علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال إنا لجلوس مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في المسجد فاطلع علينا مصعب بن عمير ما عليه إلا بردة له مرقوعة بفرو فلما رآه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بكى للذي كان فيه من النعمة والذي هو فيه اليوم ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف بكم إذا غدا أحدكم في حلة وراح في حلة ووضعت بين يديه صحفة ورفعت أخرى وسترتم بيوتكم كما تستر الكعبة فقالوا يا رسول الله نحن يومئذ خير منا اليوم نتفرغ للعبادة ونكفى المؤنة قال لا أنتم اليوم خير منكم يومئذ رواه الترمذي. محمد بن كعب says, rahmatullah alayhi, says that somebody who had heard Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu mentioning, he mentioned this hadith to me. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says that we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid when suddenly the Sahabi Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu appeared before us. And we saw him in the condition that he only had a sheet which was patched with leather patches around his body. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ بَكَى. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Mus'ab bin Umair in this condition with just one shawl or one garment and that too it had patches, Rasulullah sallallahu cried. When he thought and remembered of the bounties and the type of life that Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala used to enjoy before, that was before accepting Islam, and the condition, the simplicity he had now after embracing Islam. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala was a very young Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam in the beginning stages. He had gone to Dar Arqam, that is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would secretly meet the Sahaba in the beginning in Makkah. They could not preach Islam openly, they could not practice Islam openly, and they would meet at Darul Arqam and they would discuss and they would teach and give da'wah there. So Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gave him hidayat, and he joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He embraced Islam and he would secretly go to the house of Arqam because his parents were very fond of him. And they had spoiled him to such an extent that his garments and the clothing that he used to wear was the most elegant from all the youngsters in Makkah. And the best of perfumes he used to apply. When Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu would walk in any gully, then the people of Makkah would just know that Mus'ab the youngster, very handsome, very elegant clothing, luxurious lifestyle, pampered by his mother all the time, they just knew that he went past. It's mentioned in the book Kitabs that his mother was so fond of him that she would prepare some meal for him, and if she goes to see Mus'ab bin Umair to feed him when he was a little boy and she finds him asleep, she would wait until he awakens and then she would give him the food. Now he was very afraid because in the beginning they were being persecuted and his parents would object to his accepting Islam, so therefore he went very secretly. But some person who watched him, observed his movements, they went and informed his mother that we see him moving around and going to Darul Arqam's house, to the house of Arqam, and it seems as though he is with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she finds out, she investigates, he has embraced Islam, she becomes extremely angry. And they tie him up, they lock him up in a room for some time, until he manages to break loose, he escapes. It's a long story. But finally, he had joined Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the initial period in Makkah, when he was commanded to make the hijrat, before he himself made hijrat, first Rasulullah sent Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu to Madinah Munawwara. He says, "You go as a da'i, a mu'allim, one who will invite toward Islam, one who will teach the Muslims there about Islam, Iman, before I arrive. What a great honor that Rasulullah chose him to go to Medina before his coming to Medina Munawwara. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu goes, and initially he encounters great difficulty. But the very first person to join him, against another long incident, is As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu ta'ala. And when As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu accepts Islam, they both are together and they're giving da'wah toward Islam. Many people are now coming to them. And they have started doing ta'lim and teaching Quran. When the chieftains of Medina, people like Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala, they became very upset. Until then, they heard his invitation to Islam, they also embraced Islam, and the huge tribes then embraced Islam on the hands of Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala. So Rasulullah is talking about him, that he had such elegant clothing, and now the moment he embraced Islam, he gave up that luxurious life completely. He detached himself from dunya to such an extent that now, look at it, the garment he is wearing, just one shawl, and that too it has patches on it. It is mentioned when he participated in the battle of Uhud, Rasulullah had given him the flag of Islam. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu looked very similar to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The enemy took him, mistakenly they thought this was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They mistook him for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In any case, they attack him and they chop off his right hand. He was carrying the flag with his right hand. When he saw that, immediately he grabbed the flag with his left hand. They chop off his left hand, and then with the two stubs of his hand, he tries to hold onto the flag, pressing it on the chest, until another Sahabi grabbed the flag. But Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu was made shaheed in Uhud. When you go to Uhud, Hamza radiallahu anhu is buried there. Hanzala radiallahu anhu is buried there. Also Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. But when he came to the burial and the kafan of Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, they could not find a complete sheet and kafan to cover his entire body. So when they try to cover his head, his feet will become exposed. When they cover the feet, the head is exposed. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasul, what should we do? Nabi says, cover his head, and at the feet they place a type of grass, and they cover Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala in this condition. There are so many other virtues and incidents regarding Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, but he was responsible, or he became the means of hidayat for many great people, great Sahaba embracing Islam. So Rasulullah sees this, they were sitting, and then Mus'ab bin Umair goes in this condition, and then Rasulullah asked the Sahaba, tell me, how will it be when a time will come and you'll have so much of dunya, so much of dunya, so much of dunya, that you'll have different garments to wear. You'll be wearing one in the morning and one in the evening, a separate garment. In other words, you will have so much of clothing, so much of dunya available to you, that a separate garment for the morning and separate for the night. And then وَوُضِعَتْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ صَحْفَةٌ وَرُفِعَتْ أُخْرَى. You'll have variety of food. One dish is placed down, taken, lifted, you've got another platter, and then a third and fourth, and so many different variety of food. How will it be? And he says, imagine just like how we drape the Kaaba with a ghilaf, a curtain. The entire Kaaba is covered with a curtain. Your homes will be draped with those with curtains, huge curtains. Sahaba got excited, they got very happy. And look at the answer that they gave, and they said, Ya Rasul, if this is going to be our condition, then نَحْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنْ خَيْرٌ مِنَّا الْيَوْمِ. We'll be in a better condition than now we are so poor, and we are struggling to make some type of means of livelihood and to survive. And if we have so much of riches then نَتَفَرَّغْ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. We won't have to worry about dunya and going to earn and work hard and labor in the fields and go to our businesses. We will spend our whole day in ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Because we'll have plenty full of dunya, so we won't have to bother. So the whole day we'll be able to sit and make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. وَنُكْفَ الْمَأُونَ. And all our expenses will be sought too. We won't have to worry if we got so much of money. In other words, their happiness was that they thought now, if this is going to be our condition, we can make more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. We won't have to spend any time in the dunya. Rasul said, no. Today you are in a far better condition than then, when so much of dunya will be open to you. May Allah Ta'ala make us understand this. What is the meaning? That when dunya will be open to insan, then man will become so engrossed, so encompassed by the leisures and the pleasures of the world, that instead of freeing himself to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll become more and more absorbed in dunya, and he'll have lesser time to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's exactly our condition. Allah ta'ala has given us so many ni'mat to make shukr of. We make shukr for this ni'mat. But exactly what Rasul prophesies, we'll have a garment in the morning, another garment in the evening, when our wedding functions, there are so many types of clothing, especially our women folk. For every different occasion, they want a different outfit. And the type of food that we have, really. And look at our weekends and how our youngsters spend the amount of money on the food and the takeaways. And look how we drape our homes also. Not just the window, but the walls also we cover with curtains. Now these are all things to make us realize we're not living in this world forever. We have to leave this world and go to the Akhirat. These Sahaba, when Mus'ab bin Umair, especially when he passed away, Nabi Sam read a certain verse, tafsir is long, regarding those of us who have taken a covenant, all of us have taken a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى لَحْبَهُ. They are those who fulfill their promise. And amongst the people who have fulfilled their promise to Allah is Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala. Allah had given in the world, but they chose to detach themselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, they survived with the means that they had. But the focus was on Akhirat. May Allah ta'ala also help us now to think seriously about our Akhirat and prepare for Akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.